Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
257 episodes and almost exactly 5 years. We have been building to one episode of Robot Wars since we launched this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm Alan.
I am Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots, as this week we cover Robot Wars Series 6.
The Grand Final! I really hope that worked out as well as it sounded.
Oh boy.
Yeah, because bear in mind, we had the first series of Robot Wars in the can for at least a week or two before we started putting the episodes out. So it may even be almost to the week that we started recording our first episodes of this podcast.
Was, because it's... Basically, we're recording this, as a reference point, we're recording this on March 17th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I believe, will release within a week of the launch date, or the 5-year anniversary of our launch date.
Oh, wow. It's all came down to this.
Yeah.
It's the season finale of Rise of the Robots. There's nothing else. Well, oh, okay.
Come on.
Okay, maybe I can do a couple more hundred.
But yeah, this is... Oh boy, is this going to be a heavy-hitting episode. Particularly because after an entire season of fucking up, they give us a brilliant intro.
Yeah, they actually do the thing I've been saying of they show how the robots got here and not what they're about to do in this episode.
I mean, to be fair, if they showed any clips in the final, they would spoil the surprise.
Mmm. But, yep, so we'll get our first match quite quickly, and once again, this is another episode of short matches.
Yeah, but between the interviews and the build-up, it's still... There doesn't seem to be any wasted time.
No, this episode definitely has a big fight feel to it.
Oh, it has, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So we start off with, from Oxford, Terahertz.
The only unseeded robot here.
From Bournemouth, seeded number one and defending champion, Razor.
At this point, we're getting on for nearly 20-0 on as a run.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Razor, I don't think we've ever seen Razor look quite as dominant as he does right now.
They finally worked out all those bizarre kinks.
Yeah.
That really mess with the robot for years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a team that has had amazingly bad luck.
Yeah, what's the saying? It's like they've had the most soaring of highs and the most crippling of lows.
Yeah. And this match, it doesn't take long.
No. Well, there's a little opinion that I want to drop, but we'll drop it at the end of the fight. Razor comes in very quickly and, you know, 3 tons of crushability against plastic shell isn't really going to go very well.
No.
But, you know, that's essentially it. Razor keeps in, keeps nibbling away, and then quite quickly grabs Terra Hearts, hits the pit, dumps them in it. There wasn't much to this fight, no. But I did put at the end, Razor looked a bit scared in this fight. And I think...
I have to be honest, I wouldn't blame them if they were.
Yeah.
We've seen the amount of damage that this robot can do, and we've seen the amount of damage Razor can take, and it ain't much.
But it was very much, let's get this over with. Quick.
They did
one squeeze, then like the second squeeze, and they're like, okay, we've got him, go for the pit now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Razor threw it at the final in very quick fashion. We've got our second semi-final from Cambridgeshire, Tornado,
which I mean, they're not gonna win. It's a box on wheels.
And from Durham, Firestorm 4.
I mean, of course Tornado's not going to win. It's a box on wheels. Actually, in all seriousness, this is the most vulnerable Tornado's looked so far in the championship.
Probably.
Because it's two robots that just... It's much like Razor versus Firestorm last year, where it's almost this moment of, oh, someone who's actually at my level of speed.
Mm-hmm. Two speedy boys going at it.
Yeah.
Don't search that on the internet.
No.
And, you know, unless you're into that kind of thing. One of JP's first calls scared the life out of me because he called... He called Tornado a little nagger.
I've made that mistake before.
And my heart stopped for a brief second, thinking of Stan Marsh when he was from South Park when he was on Wheel of Fortune. And then, so Tornado takes the kind of... Lion's share of this match, I'd say, with the pushing around. Firestorm does manage to actually get in under Tornado a couple of times, though, which I think really shows the driving ability of Firestorm.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's been a lot of flipper robots that Tornado's been against recently that have not been able to do that.
Because Tornado doesn't give them a chance, because you have to be really quick.
Mm-hmm. And then it's the one point here where Firestorm flips Tornado, and I thought, that's what you want. You want Tornado to be upside down, because then that...
Wedge can't be used.
Yeah. And then they flip them right back over after, and it's like, I get what you're doing, but I don't know, that was probably a bad strategy.
I get the impression it's more a case of... Tornado is starting to figure out how Firestorm... thinks. So they actually deliberately, I think they ran onto the flipper deliberately.
Yeah.
It gets a sense of they almost drove onto the flipper, and Firestorm's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, and maybe because Firestorm realizing he's a bit behind on points here, it's like every flip's going to need to count here.
Yeah.
As I say, like, I don't know, if you got Tornado upside down, that's really what you really wanted there, because the scoop is not in effect, and it ends up being to their detriment, because they get stuck on the scoop, and they get close to the pit, misses the first time, but somehow Tornado just manages to rear back, still with Firestorm perfectly perched on the scoop, and then boom, down in the pit.
Oh, it's... As I said, it's almost this moment of Tornado needed a minute just to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they once they had adapted, they took control of the fight.
Because, like, see when they got to the pit the first time, Tornado's wheel was, like, really close to the edge. Like, there was a brief period where there was more Tornado over the top of the pit than Firestorm.
Really? Yeah.
Foreshadowing. I didn't even mean that.
Foreshadowing is a literary device.
So, we're going to take a quick break from the action.
Yep.
And we're going to give out the other awards.
Well, we aren't. The Robot Wars are.
Okay, we aren't. But for best design, oh my god, it's 259. Hey, that rhymed.
Oh, yeah, because they do love 259.
I mean, I love 259.
Yeah, but it
maybe
it
not
had,
as much
it
as
had
they
two
do.
Two matches.
Maybe not as much as they do, but yeah. For best engineered, it goes to Anarchy, which is very well deserved.
Yeah, no, I can get behind that.
The most original entry was Crustacean, Crush Station.
Which again, yeah, I can get Crush behind Station. That.
Sportsmanship goes to Cat 3.
Well, I mean, Deator and Plunderbird aren't there anymore.
Yep. And the newcomer award goes to Dan Tom Micaiah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Sucks that it's going to be their last season.
Well, no, they're back in Series 7.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't remember Dan Tom Micaiah. There's a robot that's very similar called Dan Tom Kia.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And of course, then there's always the reboot version of the robot.
Oh, yay.
Which definitely happens.
Yes. I purchased this robot and didn't change the name, and now I'm weirdly driving about a robot named after someone else's children.
To be fair, if my alternative was pushed to exit, I would use Dan Tom Kia instead.
You could have painted it green and called it Spitfire again, maybe.
I suppose, yeah.
And just be like, this was the robot formerly known as Dan Tom Micaiah. Or Dan Tom Kia.
We prefer this American version.
Yeah, or just, I felt awkward about driving around a robot that was named after someone else's children.
Yeah.
But we digress. Firestorm 4, Terror Hearts, the third place playoff.
So, this is perhaps the most intense 30 seconds in Robot Wars history.
Mm-hmm.
Because Firestorm gets stuck in the CPZ very early on, and Terahertz is just... And they even said, no, we had the axe turned up to full. We just wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And it is swinging wildly. So wildly that it stops moving.
Yep.
And you just see Firestorm kind of limping away.
It's like walking on broken ankles. It was like it's so discombobulated. It's like it fell off a cliff. It's hit its head. It's broke its ankles. But it still kind of managed to somehow get up and move away just enough. It's like, what the fuck just happened
there? This brilliant moment where you see Shunt and Dead Metal going to grip Terahertz. And they're fucking petrified.
Yeah, because like the drive stopped working, but the axe was still firing.
So the two of them is like, ah.
I mean, I want some, but like, I'm scared. There's something that was said in the interview, which I can't remember now, but I'd wrote in my notes, there's some foreshadowing for Terahertz next year. So maybe go listen to the interview at the end of the fight that John Reed has with... Oh, that's what it was. The other lad in the team mentioned, like, oh, this is the thing with John Reed. He gets something going, like, working really well, and then tinkers with it. Yeah. And it was just like,
Yeah. Oh, no, between... I hope you enjoyed your two awesome axe robots this season, because both of them end up withdrawing at the last possible moment.
Well, one made it to the... Okay, spoilers, like, for next season. Terahertz makes it to the stage, but doesn't make it out of the introduction door thingy. Which was very sad when I first watched that season. Especially because of how well it did. But you know what? That may be the last of Terahertz we see for a while, but he comes back in the reboot and is fucking awesome in the reboot, so there's still plenty more Terahertz to be had.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled T-E-K-N-O-A-X-E. Right, before we start, I'm just going to give future Alan a message. Alan, how you doing, handsome? I hope you're feeling better than you are when you recorded this. Just remember, because I know you've trained this instinct for 5 years, okay? When Grizz says tornado cheated, don't beep it. I know you beeped me just saying it there. So from this point, don't beep it, okay? There you go. Good on you, champ. Anyway,
Hi, future Grizz. I knew your raw was right.
Oh, boy.
You're not that unlikable. You're not that much of a douchebag. I love you.
So, Razor versus Tornado.
For the UK Championship.
Now, anyone who has watched the American Robot Wars knows what's about to happen.
Who would do such a thing?
And you know that that was the one that happened first, because Razor have actually built defense mechanisms now.
Mm-hmm. So Razor has the Claw Claw.
Yes. Because Tornado has a battle chassis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are 2 points of controversy with this match.
Why don't we talk about the match first?
Right, I think we'll get into it. One of them I think we actually, not quite dismiss out of hand, but I actually, because it's a, right, the pit thing we'll get to in the actual match.
Yes.
The cage.
Mm-hmm.
One, the judges knew about it before the championship started.
Mm-hmm.
Two, nothing in that cage actually broke the rules. Because if it broke any of the rules, it wouldn't have been allowed to take part in the event. Three, what we are seeing is something that in many ways is before its time. You watch BattleBots now. Every team has different configurations depending on who they're facing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of them aren't as extreme as what Tornado did here. But absolutely, I can see the logic of every time we have faced Razor, they have kicked our ass because our shape is completely wrong for fighting Razor. So, if you have the opportunity to develop a weapon, and also, let's be fair here, the weapon works. It's not just a cage. The weapon does actually work, which is this bar spinner.
The weapon is furious.
Yeah. So, in terms of this argument of, the cage was cheating. If the cage was cheating, they couldn't have entered with it. And the fact that that was allowed, but the anti-spinner weapon wasn't, tells you all you need to know. And I think it is telling One, there is an argument that it's maybe against the spirit of the rules. But that's a different discussion. And two, the fact that immediately after this event, Robot Wars went, okay, we can't have purely defensive weapons being a permissible option. I think the fact that they changed the rules after this fight tells you all you need to know about, well, it was in the spirit of the rules, but to say that Tornado cheated on this subject, I don't think it's a valid argument. I can see the logic, but I don't agree with it. Hello?
So, the first hit that Tornado hits Razor with sends Razor flying.
Oh, yeah, there is this moment of just like, oh, you always see the Razor go, oh, fuck.
Uh-huh. I think this was probably the first time they were hit like that in a long time.
I think it's the first time since Pussycat.
Yeah. Like, any visible damage. Like, because there's a big dent in the side, like, right away.
And then Razor goes, okay, fine, we need to get to grip. And they grip the chassis.
Yeah.
And it's at this point they realise, oh, fuck.
Yeah, because, like, they grip the chassis, but they keep gripping it at the front, which means, like, Tornado can then still turn in with the weapon.
One, turn in with weapon, and two, and just go, oh, you built it in, good, let's go for a ride.
Let's go, bitch. I know, right into the corner. Razor does immobilize the weapon quite early.
Yeah, it does. The weapon's down. Also, one other thing I noticed, this configuration of Tornado could, in theory, be trapped if you flipped it.
Yes. That's correct. Because, like, there's a big
motor sticking up the top. Yeah.
Maybe that should have been their strategy. Nevertheless, there's this point where Razor just gets stuck on the wall.
Oh, yeah, Tornado rams it into the wall, and then you just... It's a bit like Tornado did the same thing with Hypnodisc. It just constantly slams in.
Bang. Bang.
And it is, you're just sitting there going... He's dead.
Stop, he's already dead. Yeah, because it's like, at this point, I couldn't tell whether or not if Razor was stuck or if it was dead. And then it, like, the amount of effort it took for RefBot to get Razor out of the wall because of how hard he was rammed into it.
I'm actually going to be risking, I don't think RefBot actually works in free. I think it works itself free. Because, to me personally, it's another one of these ones of, why is RefBot, if he's been rammed into the wall by Tornado, like, okay, fair, if he's driven himself in, or, but no, he's been pushed into that position, and I actually don't think he's stuck on anything. I think he's just dazed.
It looks like he's stuck for a bit because, like, there's one camera angle where you can clearly see, like, the back wheels are off the ground. And obviously, Razor is essentially a two-wheel bot because those front wheels are caster wheels.
There's the rear wheels are caster wheels, but yeah. Actually look at the way it's set up, it's the front wheels are its power, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I thought it was the other way about. Nevertheless, it was Tornado that dislodged Razor because it came in and rammed it so many times that it actually popped it out of whatever was stuck.
Which, that's a mistake then.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, Razor gets sent into dead metal, Razor gets sent into shunt, Tornado hits the pit button, and then this is the moment.
Oh, yeah. It's the first time I can remember there being an actual crowd pop.
Yeah. Razor gets the beak and at the perfect angle, hooks onto something, raises Tornado up, and the crowd just go...
Oh, yeah, the crowd is going nuts. And you just see his razor is staggering, and it is staggering because it's struggling to hold this thing up.
It's going off balance. Like, it tries to lift it up, up, and it's like, nope, because then Razor starts going off its wheels. And then there it is.
It limps, and it gets tornadoes to the pit. And here's the thing. The main center of the robot does go fully over the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually sat and I went frame by frame on this. Yes, the entire robot is suspended above the pit.
And that should be it. It's over. Razor wins.
Right, okay, okay. I'm going to take you back to Series 5 semi-finals. Chaos 2 was in the pit. If it hadn't been still attached to Wild Thing at the time. But because it was attached to Wild Thing and Wild Thing inadvertently pulled them back over, Chaos 2 did not fall in the pit. Technically speaking, I can see the argument if Razor had been able to let Tornado go. But they couldn't.
But this is where it's the grey area that I'm on, the Razor side how are you supposed to put something like that in the fucking pit? This is ridiculous.
And that's the thing, is this is the argument of,
By this logic, every robot could have just came in with a fucking cage on them and it's like, oh, can't go put in the pit.
I mean,
this is like, okay. So, right, obviously the whole gimmick of Tornado cheated has been that it's been a gimmick for the X amount of years.
Yeah.
But I still fully strongly support the whole Razor won this fight. And I feel like got cheated out of it.
Yeah. I think that if you were saying Razor was cheated, yes, I could see the argument.
But it's funnier to say Tornado cheated. That's, you know, that's why I get people abusing me online. But yeah, that's the logic that I've went from ever since I saw this match as a kid.
And obviously, I was going to say, at the time I agreed. See, at the time I was like, no, Razor won that match.
Like, even to the point where, like, as the match finished, like, you kind of seen the Razor boys, like, kind of were like, okay, we had to have won that. Like, they were literally over the pit.
Well, I think that it's basically what it comes down to, much like with the actual, with the cage, I get the impression that what it is that it's, the rules were not adequately set up for this situation.
Evidently.
Because I think what's ended up happening is the argument has been at no point was Tornado free sitting in the pit. It was suspended over the pit. But it was never actually technically in the pit. And if if Razor could have let them go, yes, absolutely. They would. I don't think there's an argument. I think the second if Razor had somehow been able to detach itself, left Tornado in that position, yeah, Tornado loses. It has to lose.
Because, I mean, the only other factor that was with that, it was literally time. Like, if Razor left Tornado and managed to get away and Tornado was suspended there, would that count as it being immobilized and in the pit? Because technically it wouldn't have been immobilized as in not able to move because it wouldn't have been counted out because it was a time left.
It's... And I get the impression it is. It's a... No one expected this rule to be exploited in the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the second, when you say, why didn't everyone do that? I think you'll find two things. One, I don't think anyone actually thought that anyone would try it. And then the second that someone did try it, much like with the bike rack,
mm-hmm.
it became very clear that it was like, oh,
that's not in the spirit.
Okay. That's not in the spirit. We can't let that happen again.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is now they do go through, they do end up doing like the rule, I think specific rule changes they do in Series 7. They don't do it for Extreme 2.
Yeah, because we get the third.
Yeah. But in Series 7, I think the two rules are the robot cannot exceed the dimensions of 1.2 meters by 2 meters.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you cannot have a purely defensive weapon.
I suppose, like, that thing, it's not a purely defensive weapon because it had an offensive weapon. I'll give yeah. them that. But I don't know. It's just always been that thing where it's always kind of...
Like, I think it's the two things paired together where both of them are like, that's a bit off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you've got two separate instances of, don't like that.
I mean, like,
don't like that.
Yeah. See if Tornado didn't make it over the pit, then as much as I would still probably call some bullshit, I would probably give them a hell of a lot more credit. Because it completely nullified Razor's weapon completely.
Yeah.
But it's the pit thing. And I mean, Jesus Christ, is it not the most iconic fucking image of robot combat in the history of robot combat and everything else of Tornado hovering over the pit?
As I said, it's that. Because it is, it's that raw, that moment of,
So we go to a judge's decision, and let's face it, as I just said there, if Tornado wasn't over the pit, it won this match soundly. Like, there was
absolutely
no fucking question. I mean, Razor done some damage by damaging the spinning weapon pretty early on, but to be honest, Tornado also damaged the spike on Razor as well, so...
Well, it gets down to the... It does literally get down to the... Let's actually compare the... let's actually get the teams out and look at them more closely.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently, like, over times reading people that were in the audience, apparently this took forever.
You can see, because it... Firstly, one, I've got to be honest... I get the impression there might have been some producers going, you need to give this to Razor.
Mm-hmm.
And the judges go, no.
Yeah.
Or the other way round, like, some people go, you need to give this to Tornado, and one of the judges go, no, we can't. They were mm-hmm. in the pit.
Yeah.
It's one of those two things, yeah.
Like, I would have loved to have actually seen, like, the breakdown.
Well, we don't even know the decision. Split decision.
Yeah. Craig just says, we have a new champion, and then that's it. Like,
uh-huh.
And, I mean, I would like to think that after all these years of me saying it and everything, I think I came off being very... I don't even know the word. Respectful, we'll just say. In the actual chatter of this match.
Oh, it's, yeah.
But I still completely stand by my thoughts on the match and who really should have won this. And I've given my reasons why. And obviously, as I've said, the gimmick's been a gimmick. Maybe we could... lay it to rest now, because it's been, it's done, it's over now.
We've been there and done that.
Yeah, we've been there, we've done that. Like, this is the season finale of of Rise of the Robots.
But is it fuck? No, I've locked you into a far stronger contract than that.
I know, Jesus, I was looking up fucking bizarre robot combat fighting from fucking Korea the other day. I'm more locked in than you fucking know, brother. But, yep, Tornado's champion, raise up the belt. Not the belt. They did have
it. No, that's the other title they want.
Raise up the championship that Philippa brings in. She does this adorable little dance because she's the best. And we go off air, and the last thing we see of season 6 is your new Yuki champion hanging over the pit.
Yep.
Is there anything else?
So there is trivia. Tornado became the first robot ever to win the UK Championship whilst beating the previous winner en route to the title. And in the process, Razor became the first UK champion to obtain the runner-up position after being crowned champion. Mm. Both feats were then repeated in Series 10. Terahertz became the third robot with an overhead weapon to reach a grand final.
Oh, third.
I'm trying to think who the other one would be. Someone from Series 1, maybe?
No.
Or would Razor count as an overhead weapon?
Maybe. I feel like it has to be. Sorry, I've just realised I'm not taking my pills today.
Oof, Jesus.
I know. I should have done it hours ago.
So, this was Firestorm's third and final grand final.
Oh. What a run.
Yep. The 6th Wars grand final was the only grand final where Neil of the Robots in the final battle were armed with a lifting or flipping weapon. All 4 grand finalists defeated at least one of the previous year's semi-finalists en route to the grand final. This has previously occurred on Series 3 and 5. This is the only grand final of the original series where the qualifiers from the same semi-final did not fight each other. Razor and Firestorm 4 qualified for the first semi-final but did not meet, nor did Tornado and Terahertz.
Hmm.
For the second year running, Razor only had 2 fights from its heat featured in the Jonathan Pierce recap, out of 3, the least of all finalists recapped. It's because it's the same match each time.
Yeah, kind of. Where's the life, Fox?
In the recap, during the recap of the first semi-final, Razor's battle against Dan Tom Kia was shown before Firestorm 4's battle against S3. In the actual episode, it was the other way around.
Mm.
Only 4 house robots appeared throughout the whole episode. Shunt in all 4 battles, Sir Killalot in the first Eliminator, Mr. Psycho in the second Eliminator, and Dead Metal in the playoff and grand final.
Aww.
All 4 teams in this grand final competed in the World Championship at some point. And this is the last appearance of Dominic Parkinson from Team Hertz.
Well, there we go.
End of an era.
The end of an era.
Yep.
So,
coming up,
is it new season? What are we doing?
We are going to give a championship, a last hurrah. Because we will be covering the last ever series of Robotica.
Aww. It's the end of an era.
Well, we've already had the end of BattleBots. We've only got one full series of Robot Wars proper, and we've got one episode of German, one series of Dutch, and we've got one series of Extreme, and that's all we've got left.
Yeah. So, And so, with that, a new series of Rise of the Robots begins next week. But this is still a season finale. So I leave you with my final parting words. Tornado cheese.
Grez, I turned the beeper back on.
You can't do that. You said you turned it off.
I did, and then you never said it.
Well, I said it now.
You had your chance and you blew it,
no.
Son.
Fuck you.
We'll be back next week for Robotica. Or at least I will. I don't know at this point.